Doesn't it bother you that we're just sent out and told to keep walking?
Not really. I'm not big on planning. Charge until you hit something is kind of my style.
Of course it is.
Roy might be charming in the right context, but when offered the prospect of violence, he could be remarkably focused.
At least we've got a good shot against anyone we encounter. I'd be a lot more worried if it was Chad's team.
If we were facing Chad's team, I wouldn't be walking toward him right now.
Oh, no? What would you be doing?
Roy gave her a toothy smile.
I'd be running toward him.
Alice opened her mouth to reply, but a bolt of blue flew through the air. It hit Roy's left leg, freezing it in place.
That's very brave talk.
Michael Clark stepped out from behind a tree.
But maybe you should be more concerned with the opponents you actually have.
Alice launched herself up into the sky and out of range. A few hunks of ice wouldn't slow Roy down much, but if she got entangled, she was as good as done.
Looks like your partner isn't going to be much help.
What? You think she abandoned me? Don't be an idiot. She did exactly what she was supposed to do.
By running away? You powers really are a bunch of cowards.
Nah, we just got different roles. Alice could go up high and spot a flag easy. I can't do that. I have a different purpose.
Roy lifted his foot from the ground and shattered its frozen encasement.
My job is to kick the ass of everyone we meet so she can do hers.
How nice for you. You really think you can beat someone two ranks higher than you?
Beat you? I got no intention of beating you.
Roy took a few steps forward and flexed his hands.
I'm gonna fucking wreck you!
Alex, Vince, and Camille had found the flag.
We've got two incoming, about half a mile southeast.
Any idea who they are?
Not a clue. They're weaving quite a bit. I think they're canvassing the area, which means they don't know where we are.
It also means if we leave them be, they'll eventually find us.
That too.
Camille made her way over to Vince and Alex from where she'd been standing near the scrap of red fabric.
So what should we do?
We stick to the plan. Without knowing the size of their offense group, we can't afford to leave the flag unguarded. Since Alex is the only one who can sense an incoming attack, we can't risk him. That means you and I go handle these two. If we fail, then at least he'll know they're coming.
And if we succeed, I'll take care of your wounds and we'll hurry back to defend our position.
You sure you can handle this? Two versus two seems good, but only one of you is a fighter. I could come along and help. I don't sense anyone else getting near yet, and it would probably take them a while to find this spot anyway.
Vince shook his head.
Nick and Mary came up with this system for a reason. I trust them both more than myself in this sort of situation. So Camille and I will go handle things. Besides, they're weak on combat fighters anyway.
Okay. Well, make a wide swing when you leave. We don't want them knowing the direction the flag's in. But more importantly, you two keep safe.
Don't worry. We will.